We're going to go to Haggai chapter 2. Haggai chapter 2, and we're going to begin in verse 4. Haggai chapter 2, verse 4. Praise the Lord. Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And be strong, all you people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. But I am with you in this way, saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when we came out of Egypt. So in this way my spirit will remain among you. Therefore, fear not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. We're going to go to verse 20, same chapter. And again the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 4th and 20th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and I will make thee a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Okay, we're going to hold on to those Old Testament scriptures and keep our place there, but skip over to the New Testament in the book of Acts, and we're going to go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled and shook the house where they were all sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as a fire, and these tongues sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were all dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language. They were all amazed and marveled. And you all know the continuation of that, but we're focusing on the first four verses of chapter 2 here in Acts, when the Spirit came and shook and filled, and the fire fell. The room shook, the fire fell, and the Spirit filled. Hallelujah. Okay, just a few points as the Spirit may minister to us, each from his heart alone through his word. But recently, several weeks ago on a Sunday, Pastor Randy shared, and it was Pentecost Sunday, the actual day of the feast on the calendar, an amazing sermon, but the sermon wasn't what was amazing, and the preaching wasn't what was amazing. It was the word of the Lord that came to us from God our Father on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after God our Father spoke specifically to us on the Feast of Passover about sheltering in place with the Lamb. And recently, it may have even been yesterday or just recently, it was shared again how that was something that the Spirit spoke to me, to us. I mean, a move of God's heart directly. The word of the Lord came, just like it came in Haggai. And they've marked, if you look in Haggai chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, in the seventh month, in the 1 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord. And they've, in the scriptures, the word of God, they demarcated the day. Sometimes they do it, I mean, I think the beginning of Ezekiel takes it right down, like incredibly so. But you see that there's a reason that it's important to note exactly when that word came, because it came with purpose for such a time as that, in that moment. We know that purpose is the Lord, but are we attuned to it? Do we remember it? Is it rehearsed in our hearts? Are we continually aware of it? Or does it fade? And so, man, oh man, we experienced that. We're not even Old Testament. We're New Testament. We're not the shadow and type. We're the body of Jesus. And here he is with his word, pouring it in. And my heart was quickened and to remember and to rehearse and to reignite my heart and flow with why that word came. Why the move of God came, why he released it in that way. It's such a perfect moment, just like we see in Haggai. That came to us on Passover, and then 50 days later on Pentecost, and that was just a couple weeks ago. Have I forgotten it? I'm just asking myself. And to me, it's no condemnation Wednesday. Hallelujah. So I'm not asking that question to feel condemned or go into self-awareness and get all swallowed up in me. I would rather ask myself that so I can get all swallowed up in him and the things of his heart, why he sent it, so that I could fulfill that and be attuned to it and continue. And I don't know, the things I need personally so deeply. And so when it was shared, just was it yesterday or the day before, recently in some class or service, it was like, man, the room, when those people were gathered together on Pentecost, the room shook. The Spirit of God shook the room. And when that was shared, man, that hit me, that even in my own personal life, ever since Pentecost, I'm talking a couple weeks ago on that Sunday when the actual day of Pentecost is on the calendar and that sermon came, that word of the Lord came to us, the Lord's been shaking me in a new way. And I believe part of that, and now this is just me personally, is in relation to that I said, yes, Lord, on that Sunday. I said, yeah, I am open to the Holy Spirit coming into me and filling me in a new way. It, just like Geraldine prayed so preciously to my heart for me today, that you could go deeper and bring forth that the fire, that the Holy Spirit could land on Jesus in me, and that the fire of God could fall on the altar of the Lamb, and there would be less of me and so much more of Jesus in ways that it's just not there, hasn't been there. In real ways, I'm not talking ministry or all that stuff that doesn't matter that I do. The stuff that matters, that is Jesus and his nature and his true motives and nature, the things that God says matter, that are his son. And that shaking wasn't at the end of the prayer at that sermon on that Pentecost Sunday morning. That shaking is shaking the walls of my being, and the it's shaking the house that is me, but not just shaking it to shake me, but to fill me and to deal with me for more of Jesus, and to light up that altar in my heart, the fire falling on the sacrifice in me, Jesus the Lamb, and how that can be not just an Old Testament scripture and Haggai, or a New Testament scripture in Acts, but like we're living our own history. We are the extended version of the Bible. We are the chapter that's being written now, and I want to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want it, and I need it so bad, and I don't want to miss it, and I know that I will, but for crying out and knowing that I will miss it and not getting all caught up in the crying out, but receiving the shaking and the dealing for more of Jesus, and that it wouldn't just be a dealing and I go back to my defaults, but that it would be a true increase of Christ and decrease of me. And here it is, that we can just look at some key ingredients in the Word of God that might help just ignite our hearts and open us to whatever the Father is speaking in each one, as the Spirit is shaking us to fill us with the glory of his slaughtered lamb and release the fire of it through the altar of our heart. But in Haggai chapter 2, verse 5, it says, verse 4 says, I'm with you, but verse 5 says in Haggai 2, but I'm with you according to the word I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. And that word had to do with letting his firstborn son come unto him in sacrifice. We've heard that in the firstborn class, in the very beginning classes, that he was calling his son out of Egypt. And he was calling his firstborn son out of Egypt to come and worship him by sacrifice. He's covenanting with them through the lamb in sacrifice, in them, through them. And so it's not just that God's randomly with me, no matter what happens, he's with me, I'm just believing, he's with me. It's I have faith according to the covenant, and that covenant is that he's with me according to his lamb in me, and his lamb, his son, his firstborn son coming out of me in his eternal nature of sacrifice, and I can attune myself to the specifics of God's heart by hearing the word, and the word that's coming in classes and sermons and scripture, and finding, searching, seeking, probing, crying out, picking up my microscope and my magnifying glass and my Holy Spirit glasses and my lamb's eyes, and crying out for more lamb's eyes to open, saying, Lord, I don't want to miss this. I don't want to get all caught up in the earth. My soul, my views, my high places, my mountains that are not lowered, my crookeds that are not straight, my highs that are not low. Lord, I need you to shake me. Shake me. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. May every valley be high, every high place be made low. Let Jesus come into this house and fill it up. My God, that isn't a message. That isn't a message. And then it says in verse 6 of Haggai chapter 2, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, for once it is a little while, and I'll shake the heavens and the earth and the sea. He's shaken. I'll shake the nations and the desire of the nations. I will fill my house with glory, and the glory of the latter house will be greater than the glory of the former. The glory that's coming, which is that little slaughtered lamb, in our attitudes, in our ways we treat one another, in the ways we respond and meditate, you know, those inner chambers that are being shaken right now, the real Jesus. It's a greater glory to the Father. And that, Lord, we just want you. We want the Jesus you want that we don't even know. Maybe it's the Jesus we circumvent and we don't even know. Or the Jesus we put an idol in front of and we don't even know we're doing it, Lord. But shake us. Awaken us still deep. Let the Spirit come in a whole new way, according to the desirings of God's heart, to bring forth Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for the feast of Pentecost in our lives right now, and the release of the Spirit that came to us, and what that's meant to be doing in this very moment, in the moments to come. We embrace it as one, Lord Jesus, for all that was in your heart and is in your heart and will be through us by Jesus Christ, Lord. If we go to the book of Acts, and we'll probably pop back to Haggai one last time quickly, but it says in chapter 2 and verse 1 of Acts that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, which means it was fully come, well, that means that there's certain things that had happened. Jesus, the Son, had been crucified. He had been buried, and he had been raised with us in him, and he had appeared, and the people had sheltered in place for 50 days, eating the lamb and focusing and repenting and crying out and looking at the scriptures in a new way. They were ready, and when the Spirit came at Pentecost, he came in a different way. He came because it was the fullness of time for him. It was his time to finally reveal the Jesus that was in them and to make him alive by the Spirit of the Lamb, to bring the fire on the altar. It was the shaking of God shaking us. It was the movements of God's heart, Spirit, Father, Spirit, and Son shaking our earth. The heavens and the earth were shaken together. What's in God's heart was shaking our earth. What was shaking the heavens of the Godhead, it was beginning to shake the earth of his body now that Jesus was in them. And it's exciting for God. It's his time. And I want to be attuned to the Holy Spirit's excitement and specific season, his feast, his time to minister, his time to move in a way he never could before. I want to be with him in that. I don't want to miss it. And I will. I so will. It's no condemnation Wednesday. I'm not worrying about me. I'm just crying out that I would for him. For him. the heavens are shaking and the earth is shaking, and then the wind is, the Spirit's like a mighty wind. It's just so powerful. I want to be ready to move with that wind. I don't want to be so stuck in my old ways, so rigid in my old views, so firm in my own mind, that when a mighty rushing wind floods into the house, that I can't be blown over by it. I want to be blown over and filled up and shaken to the core until it's Jesus. I want it. I don't want to be right. I don't want to be spiritual. I don't want to be a minister people think good about. I don't want to be someone people look up to. I just want the Father to see His Son in the way that He needs Him in this season. That's all that matters. Come, Holy Spirit. Do your eternal ministry. Fully come. And they were all filled. And people from far and near heard the Spirit speaking through them, to them, in their own native tongue. And they all, these people, experienced something amazing that day. But to the multitudes of them, it was just an amazing day. A miraculous day, an incredible day. But to the ones who had sheltered in place in that upper room and awaited the coming of the Spirit and opened in the depths of their being to His eternal ministry and got filled like Peter did, they would never forget that day, and they would never be the same. They would never be the same. The Spirit did what He wanted to do in people like Peter, and they will never be the same. Because it wasn't an event. It wasn't a forgotten sermon or a miraculous day or an incredible thing. It shook them until the glory filled them, until the altar was lit, the fire came, and the firstborn, the Lamb, came forth in a new way through His body. The glory of the latter being so much greater than anything they or I or we had before. According to God's desire, the heavens shaked and they shook us. And they birthed in us the things of their deep and eternal longings. How amazing it was for those who opened and received and partook in the way God asked and wanted. And how amazing it will be for us as we do the same. How amazing it will be for the Father, for everybody. How amazing it will be for God. Oh, and for one another. Let it be, Lord, let it be, let it be. They were gathered together as one man in one place in one accord with one heart. Oh, Lord, it isn't about this or that person. It's about all of us as one. The way You see us, the way You see us and deal with us as one. The very body of Jesus. And so just to close, let's turn back quickly to Haggai. And we're just going to look at those very last verses. Verses 21 through 23. And we'll close with these. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. How many have been crying out for that throne that just will not topple down, that strong governing thing within? I speak only of myself, that I just, every time it's challenged, the beast rises instead of the Lamb. There's another king on that throne, and he usurps Jesus with His attitudes and ways. I want that throne to be shaken and destroyed. Look at, I will shake the heavens and the earth, God said to Zerubbabel, until the throne is overtaken and destroyed. The strength of the king and the kingdoms are overthrown and shaken out, and I will overthrow chariots and the ones who ride on all that strength, and the horse and the ones who ride on the strength of their flesh. Everyone, all that strength, all that governs, all that flesh, all that usurp the Lamb in our hearts. This shaking that was sent from the heavens into the earth of His own body was meant to overtake all of that until Jesus got His rightful place. Filled the house with His glory, sat on the throne of our heart, and governed as the Lamb of God on the throne in His bride. Oh, how amazing the shaking can be, the results of it, for eternal things. Our strength destroyed. Destroyed, it says. And then in verse 23, In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, son of Shealtiel? I will make you as a signet, for I have chosen you. saith the Lord of hosts. And in my Bible I have written beside that verse, in that day, the day when all is made weak and small by the cross, the day when the Father can finally take his Son out of a vessel, in that day we will be as jewels in his crown, even as Malachi speaks of, something that is his Son in his body in the earth, something for the Father in us. And so, Lord, I pray that you would continue to shake us in the manner in which the Spirit was sent to us at Pentecost in our lives this year. And that shaking would not be an event that's forgotten like the multitudes do, but it would be received like Peter received it, so we'll never be the same. And so the Spirit can do the eternal work he's doing with a whole new vigor and a whole new release within us, to ignite the altar, to fill the house with glory, to take down the thrones, to destroy our strength, to bring forth Jesus and less of us. Let it be, Lord. Let it be according to our faith, as one man, one, not just individually do we pray, but according to Acts chapter 2, as one man with one heart and one accord, Lord, we stay in that place and we receive again and again, moment by moment, that the Spirit is in us in a new way, and he's dealing with us in a deeper way, and he's shaking us in a deeper way, and he's igniting the altar and sending the fire for the Lamb to come forth in a new way. And we're not going to forget, and we're not going to forget, and we're not going to let it be a teaching, and we're not going to let it be an event that's gone now. Lord, we're holding on and letting it continue until it does what it was sent to do, and what the Spirit was sent to do, and what the Lamb came into his body to live to do. Lord, let it be in Jesus' name, according to your Spirit and desirings, and all that shakes within you, let it shake within us, until as it is in the earth, as it is in heaven, so be it in earth. Oh, Father, we don't pray this in our own name. We don't pray this as individual members of your body. We don't pray this with thoughts about ourselves or others. We pray this completely swallowed up in you, just totally swallowed up in whatever is in your heart. That's all that matters. Our thoughts, our opinions, our takes on the thing, Lord, we want to get lower. We want to get lower with all that. We just want to find your heart. Open wide the gates of our minds and beings, the eternal gates, and let the King of Glory come on in. Come on in, King of Glory. Fill this house. Fill it up. Whew. Have thine own way. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the potter. We are your clay. Mold us and make us after thy will. While we are waiting, yielded and still. Let's just sing it one more time. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the potter. We are your clay. Mold us and make us after thy will. While we